How good thou, the Lord? Your grace is abounding and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. Go ahead, my love. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him, and be glad in Him. Oh, blessed be this day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. Blessed be this day, blessed be this day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I thank you, my Lord Jesus, that because we, this Scatterbound family, household and ministries have acknowledge you before men, you also have acknowledged us before your Father in heaven and his angels. So glory, glory. Our Father who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come. Excuse me, in your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread, every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiven us our trespasses as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one and consecrated us in your truth. Your word, O Lord, is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, love mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. And because we belong to you, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to 1,000 generations, Father, love. We thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any other word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, love, if I have aught against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness, excuse me, through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Not let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with them. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory Excuse me, in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father Lord, that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But my Lord Jesus has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. So glory, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, Father Lord, we receive peace, goodwill toward us on whom your favor rests. For hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release, regenerate, restore, Lord, restore. Thank you, Jesus. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my friend, my blood brother, my bridegroom. You are the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy, his hesed love, his tender loving care. Tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore. Excuse me. Being willing and ready. Ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Free from the law of sin and death. So, under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection power, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon me, and his glory appears over me. Nations will come to my light, and kings to brightness of my dawn. I lift up my eyes and look about me. All assemble and come to me. My sons are come from afar, and my daughters are carried on the hip. Then I look and be radiant. My heart throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas are being brought to me. The riches of the nations are coming. They will be acceptable on the altar of the Lord, and he will adorn his glorious temple. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost. Keep my heart tender toward the Lord, Father Lord, and toward the leading of the Holy Spirit. And increase in me a hunger and thirst for your word, with a reverential fear and awe of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. I will follow fully, so help me, Holy Spirit. For Christ in me, the hope of glory, Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. 1 John 4:17. In this world, I am just like Jesus. I am God. I am love. I am good. Daughter of the Most High God in the house of my Heavenly Father, carrying a revelation of God in me to reveal him to the world. I am God's expression, his righteousness, his holiness, and his love. And I am God's representative, his authority on this earth, manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, being seen by angels, preaching unto the Gentiles, being believed on in the world, I will be received up into glory. I am the body of Christ, of the Anointed One. So the Lord be in me, his holy temple, silence before him all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, the ministering spirits, a servant sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and us, a scatterbound family, households, and ministries who are to inherit salvation. They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father, love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Thank you for having translated us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Thus I know I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved, and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. Father, love, I thank you that you have make us you have made us this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Your ecclesia, a great nation, and you have blessed us abundantly. You made our names great, exalted, distinguished, and we are being a blessing, a source of great good to others. And you will bless, do good for, benefit those who bless us, and you will curse, that is, subject to your wrath and judgment, the one who curses and despises, dishonors, has contempt for us. And in us, your ecclesia, all the families, the nations of the earth will be blessed, for we are the seeds of Abraham. Praise the Lord. I wash us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living, our kingdoms in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be. Thus, by the blood of Christ and Holy Ghost, resurrection, fire, Bible, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Baal bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And behold, the glory is here. by the blood of Christ, I curse all the powers of the enemy, all his strategies, all his plans against us, this Caravan family, our souls and ministries, lands and territories, our gardens of Eden. Keep out of our gardens of Eden. I raise the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ against you and your minions, the Satan, the devil, and all that you would try to do. Behold, by the blood of the Lamb, behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, an eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirits of sleepiness, tiredness, stealing, killing, destruction, deception. All the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, strong men, all their, every symptom, every attack, every bad virus, bacteria, fungus, germs, anything that would harm us in any way, shape, or form, all their powers by the blood of the Lamb, all their powers and ability to still kill and destroy and deceive us, be paralyzed and incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our lives for such a time as this. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I plead, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, in our homes and our streets and our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this Caravan family, our souls and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth, and all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth, for he has forgiven us all our sins and iniquities, and our Father will remember them no more. Individually and all as a whole, we, this Caravan family, if anyone who would come against us, the Lord himself goes before us. The Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us? And thus, I thank you, Father Love, that by the blood of the Lamb, they are all cursed and for by Eri solo miashi salamatriashi. Etolo soto kolohiashi. Manarato kolohiashi. Olo soto kolohiashi. Manarato kolohiashi. Olo soto kolohiashi. Ala salaman narato kolohiashi. Enarato kolohiashi. Eri solo miashi. Andarato kolohiashi. Eresuto Kolohiash, Etrosuto Kolohiash, Andalato Kolohiash, Eresolomiash, Andalato Kolohiash, in the blood of the Lamb, to the thousand generations. I thank you, Father Lord, that thereafter, none of us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, shall be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, chip and plants, or by the hidden deeds of darkness, and by any bad vaccines. And we will enter not into temptations, trials, testings, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in each of our ways, that we only seek the glory that comes from God alone. I entrust our lives to you, Lord my God, our just judge and our defender. Lord, you are our lives and the length of our days. Father, love you hold in your hand, our breaths of life and our ways. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. Let people serve us and nations bow down to us, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We be lords of the earth, praise the Lord, curse he who atroso to kolohiash. We be lords of the earth and blessed is he. Blessed he that blessed us, and cursed he that curseth us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For we are in this world, but not a part of this world. Not a part of this whole world. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Praise the Lord. We, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living, individually and as a whole, are free indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. Praise the Lord, individually and or as a whole, we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, are enjoying diplomatic immunity in and from this world system, with no possibility of us being expelled from the earth, for we are God's expression, his righteousness, his holiness, and his love, and we are God's representative, God's authority on this earth. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. For the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, love, I thank you that you have wiped every tear from our eyes. There be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away, for my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. And he holds the keys of death and hell. So by the blood of the Lamb applied on our lintels, on our doorposts, and round about our lands and territories, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hill flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely. How blessed are we, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, individually and as a whole, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. Therefore, excuse me, in our means and our possessions, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathen shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. We, his ecclesia, our lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living, our kingdoms, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. So 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church, his ecclesia, had been called to glory. The city of heaven means that the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord God of hosts. We, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries will continue to think and speak and act and walk and love in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ, our days being as days of heaven on this earth. We spend our days in prosperity and our years in happiness, for we obey and serve the Lord our God. There be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces for our lives and this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdoms are at peace. For the Lord our God has given us rest on every side, and with long life, the Lord our God satisfy us, showing us his salvation power, the catching up of us, his beloved, his ecclesia, into glory without our seeing the grave. This is our heartfelt desire, Father Lord, to meet the Lord in the air, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. Jesus' ecclesia. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me. Believing in me, his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evil, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I love in the greater glory. For I am the church called to a glory. I was crucified with my Lord Jesus Christ. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him. And was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. So my soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word, O Lord. I recounted my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make clear to me the way of your precepts. Then I will meditate on your wonders. My soul melts with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove me from the path of deceit and graciously grant me your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set your ordinances before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I run in the path of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart. For I have chosen a purity. I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not lust. So I walk by the Spirit, and I will not gratify the desires of the flesh. I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I put to death the misdeeds of the body. I will live, for my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. I love you, Lord. So turn my eyes away from worthless things. Revive me with your word. Turn my heart to your testimony and not to selfish gain. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord, my love, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, love, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine. By the power of love at work within us, unto you, Father, love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed. And so it was counted unto him as a righteousness. I am the seed of Abraham. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath of full confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, his oath and his promise, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope, this confidence in God's ability to do what he promised, I have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. For God is not unjust as to forget our good works and the love that we have shown him as we have helped his people and continue to help them. And continue to help them. Hallelujah. So we, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, we humble ourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time, casting all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. We be sober, we be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom we resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that we have suffered, resisted the devil and all that he stands for a while, make us perfect, establish, strengthen, settle us. As it is written, it do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excel in his work? We, the Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, shall stand before kings and not before unknown men. For says the Lord our God to us, I always thank God for you and continually mention you in my prayers. I remember before our God and Father your works produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father Lord, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power. And says the Lord, love never fails, never fades out and become obsolete or comes to an end. Thus you never fail, never fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. For as love is, so also are you in this world. Through you, my beloved, I bring this whole matter, the church age, to an end, for your heart has captured my love for humanity. So I thank you, Father Love, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. Thank you, Father Love. And the Lord, love, has thrown open the floodgates of heaven, and pouring out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. And the Lord, love, has rebuked the devourer for our sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of our grounds, nor shall the vine, our children cast their fruits before time in the field. And all nations call us this Caravan family. Households and ministries are blessed, for ours is a delightful land. We are tithers, we are givers, we are sowers. And God, love is unwilling to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it givers whose hearts are in our givings. So when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise the barrier, shall lift up a standard against them. For the Lord walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice is bestowing wealth on us, this Caravan family, households, and ministries who love him, and making our treasuries full. For a good man leaves an inheritance of more stability and goodness to his children's children. But the wealth of the sinners eventually finds its way into our hands, for whom it was laid up. For that is it is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the dumb speak, the deaf hear, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God, how love anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? The God of the impossible, the God of glory, the Lord of glory, the Lord the God of thunder and lightning, the God of wind and sea, the Almighty God, the everlasting God, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, our healer, our El Shaddai, our Jehovah Shama, our Jehovah Yireh, is manifesting him, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, is manifesting himself for us, this Caravan family, households, and ministries today. So to our enemies, the Lord beats down the enemies that rise up against us. Though they come out against us from but one direction, they flee before us in seven. He unleashed his fury against them, wrath, indignation, and calamity, a band of destroying angels. He cleared a path for his anger. He did not spare them from death. The Lord is keeping us free from every disease that includes coronavirus and its mutations, monkeypox virus, cholera, cancer, all the diseases. He will prevent the horrible diseases we know in the world from coming upon us, upon me, in my lands, in our gardens of Eden. But he will inflict them on all who hate us, on all who hate me. So the Lord has sent his fear before us, this Caravan family, households, and ministries, and has destroyed all the people to whom we shall come. And the Lord will make all our enemies turn their backs unto us, this Caravan family, households, and ministries. The righteous. For vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. So I thank you, Father Lord, that the Lord brought us his beloved, this Gadobound family, households and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold. And there is no feeble part in my body, and there is none feeble in my among us, this Gadobound family, household and ministry. That the works of God be made visible in me. God's Holy Ghost resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. My God, my daddy is quickening my mortal body because of his everlasting fire who dwells in me. So behold, and the word became flesh and dwells in me. And we have seen his glory, the restoration of my right leg and my right foot, and the regeneration of all my limbs and body parts. And once and again, I can run, I can walk, I can dance, declaring, Jesus did it again. And once and again, and we, this Gadobound family, households and ministries will forever profess that this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes, for the Lord has restored unto us the years that were taken, lost, taken, stolen from us, and a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's name's sake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. Our eyes are undimmed. The Lord renewing our youth like that of the of an eagle's. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. So behold, and the word became flesh. Became substance and dwells among us, and we have seen his glory, our harvests, our gold and silver, our wealth and riches, our treasuries being full. Thank you, Father Lord, for that you cleanse our bloods with the precious blood of Christ, for the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father Lord, for that you protect us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father Lord, that you bless our food and drink and remove all sickness from our means. Thank you, Father Lord, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us and you made us free of misfortune without pain. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free, free from the law of sin and death. So for the Lord is just, he is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. So here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we, this Gadobound family, households and ministries, remain lands and territories, our gardens of Eden, our kingdoms that we may in. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Thank you, Father, Lord, that no good things have you withheld from us, the righteous. Thank you, Lord God of hosts, for protecting us, the oil. The Lord God has vindicated us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries. We, his ecclesia, in his righteousness. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. So Father Love, we are resting in your goodness expressed to us through your faithfulness to your word and to us. You have exalted your word above all your names, and heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, for creation reveals your glory. The sky it proclaims the works of your hand, and we are so fearfully and wonderfully made. And through your willingness to do so, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. For we who believe are not condemned, but he who does not believe has already been condemned, because he does not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And through your loving kindness toward us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and while we were small in our eyes, love, God exalted us. And through your being an on-time God, through our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways your ways. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there till it has watered the whole surface of our ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void until it has accomplished that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, not let the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are a God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth in which you are well pleased. Jesus Christ is Lord. The battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. So, Father, Love, I thank you that through us, this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, we, his ecclesia, the Lord brings this whole matter, the church age, to an end, for your heart, for our hearts have captured his love, your love for humanity. So, Father, Love, let your glory fill the earth. Let your glory fill this Scatterbound family, households, and ministries, your ecclesia, and let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord. To your glory, God our Father. It is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that the spoken word, faith released, that we believe we receive, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. Amen. Praise the Lord, and by the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you, my beloved, remember, always remember that you are clothed with the precious blood of Christ, and that by the Holy Ghost resurrection fire who dwells in you, never fails you, never leaves you, nor forsakes you, and who is the everlasting fire by night and by day, who surrounds you. You are always well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven wherever you go. So whatever the Lord tells you, do it, and he will, for you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. So whatever the Lord tells you, do it. And remember, he will never tell you something that goes against his word, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He always leads you into all truth. So, oh man, nothing but to love them. You are blessed. So be a blessing, dispensing good to others, as the Lord leads you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Analato kolohi e solomala anatara ile 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 tolosomala ile analato kolohi ala shalamala ile ile. Excuse me. Hallelujah. There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation. Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us. Jesus, Jesus, who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He was like a lion. He bled as the lamb. He carries my healing in his hands. Jesus. There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that claims the storm that rages. He is Jesus. Jesus, who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He was like a lion. He bled as the lamb. He carries my healing in his hands. Messiah, my Savior, there is power in your name. In your name, you're my rock and my redeemer. There is power in your name, in your name. You walk on the waters, you speak to the sea. You stand in the fire beside me. You was like a lion. You bled as the lamb. You carry my healing in your hands. Jesus, there is no one like you. Jesus, there is no one like you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit, my mother of grace, my source of grace and truth, in you I breathe, I move, and I have my being, and in you I will forever and be. Now I receive that the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead my Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip me with every good thing to do his will. And may he accomplish in us, in me, what is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.